This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage, where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today's episode is built for the home buyer. It's spring and summer market, right? There's buyers everywhere, and everybody wants to know. They'll ask me, first-time home buyers especially, Dave, what can I do? What do I need to know? What do I need to do? What do I need to know? How do I get to where I'm trying to go? I want to buy a house. I want to position my offers in the right way. What can I do to make sure that I don't regret the choice that I've made, that I make a good decision, that I get a house under contract, that I buy a house that I'm happy with? So today, what I wanted to do is give you guys six tips or six hacks for first-time home buyers, or really just home buyers in general, on how to make your home buying experience a successful one. First and foremost, and it always starts here, use a local agent who has tremendous experience working with buyers. In anything in life, it never hurts to have a professional on your side. You know, they say this in the legal sense. They say a person who represents themselves in court has a fool for a client. Well, you know, look, in many cases, it's true for real estate as well. Work with a great buyer agent. That is step one. If you have a great buyer agent, it's going to help you have the outcome you're looking for. Now, that being said, there are some red flags out there, right? Avoid agents who are slow to respond or they're pushy, where it seems like they're the most important person in the transaction. Right? You need to be the most important person in the transaction, but find a great buyer agent. That's step one. Right after that, step two, get pre-approved. That is the eternal truth for home buyers. Okay. Unless you're buying cash, in which case, good for you. But if you need a loan to buy a house, soon as you have a great agent on your side, get pre-approved before you start looking. And in my opinion, now look, there's a lot of options out there. But in my opinion, and there's some great local banks, don't get me wrong, but I think you can't go wrong by working with a mortgage broker who can shop you out to multiple lenders at once. They're not trying to shoehorn you into the only product that they have. They're putting you out there to find out what product works best for you. So number two, get pre-approved. Number three, don't max out your budget, okay? So once you have that pre-approval number, I say this all the time. Your pre-approval is your maximum pre-approval. It is not a target, okay? So if you get pre-approved for $300,000, maybe buy a house for less than $300,000. Unless you're prepared to put all of your money towards your house, if you're willing to make cutbacks on your lifestyle in order to live in that house, then fine, okay? But if you want to have a little extra money, if you want to be able to continue to do the types of things that you enjoy doing, maybe buy under your pre-approval amount. I don't think you can go wrong there. Don't skip the home inspection, guys. I don't even know how many contracts pass my desk, all right, that we review before we put them in for compliance purposes. But I see so many buyers out there skipping home inspections. It's a mistake. It simply put, it's a mistake, okay? Especially for first-time home buyers. Now, does it make your offer more attractive? Sure it does, no doubt about it. But if you skip the home inspection and you end up with something wrong in your house that's going to cost you thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to repair, and a home inspector would have caught it, you're going to regret that, okay? So don't skip the home inspection. I know what it's like to miss out on a house that you really love, but look, it just, in my opinion, it's a non-negotiable thing. I think you got to have a home inspection if you want to buy a home and you want to feel good about it. Don't forget that when it comes time to buy a house, you're not just buying the house, you're buying the neighborhood, okay? If there's certain things you like, you're always going to like them. So, for example, my wife and I built our house, and we built it out, you know, I think it's suburban, right? Depending where you live, some people might even consider it the country. But we're 7 minutes from the grocery store. I can get to a bank within 5 minutes. There's a gas station 2 miles down the road, right? And the reason for me that that's important, like, I like convenience in my life. If you're someone that likes convenience, make sure that you have what you're looking for. Now, the flip side of that, if you're someone that just doesn't want to be around a bunch of people, maybe a townhouse community is not for you, all right? So make sure you're buying the neighborhood, not just the house. And I know in northeastern Pennsylvania, I think in many parts of the country, this is true. School district is really important. Even if you don't have children or your children are beyond school age, if you plan on selling that house at some point in time in the future, future buyers are going to consider school district in a lot of cases. So I can't tell you how important it is. Don't just love the house. Love the neighborhood. Love the community. Love the amenities, the convenience. Maybe the distance that you have between your neighbors, whatever it is, know what you like and don't settle. You're not buying jeans at Old Navy. You know what I mean? Like, buying a house is a big decision. Take the time, make sure you understand what you're doing before you do it. And the sixth thing that I would say, if you want to have a great home buying experience, consider the ugly homes, all right? Consider the homes with cosmetic problems, because whether you know it or not, or whether you like it or not, your home is an investment, all right? Maybe not an investment first, right? Maybe it's your place where you plan on raising a family, the place where you plan on, you know, decompressing after a long day, whatever it may be. It's not an investment first, but it is an investment, all right? And these ugly homes, guys, that's how you win. The second house my wife and I bought, we probably regret it. She regrets it, but the second house my wife and I bought, it kind of fell into that ugly home category. There was carpet everywhere. Underneath that carpet were the original hardwood floors. Don't ask me. Every single wall had wallpaper. The bathroom had blue 4x4 tiles everywhere. The kitchen had Formica countertops, old appliances, a vinyl floor. The basement wasn't finished. Like, it was an ugly house, right? But over the 11 years that we lived there, we finished the basement. We added a full bathroom. We remodeled the kitchen. We remodeled the bathroom. We refinished the hardwood floors. We pulled down wallpaper for, I think, the entire 11 years we were there. Not, that's not true, but that's what it feels like, pulling down wallpaper. But the point is, because we did that, we sold our house for double of what we bought it for in just 11 years because we made it more appealing. It was a tremendous investment, and it actually put us in a position to be able to build the house that we're living in right now. So I know a lot of, especially first-time home buyers, they want that move-in ready house, and I understand why that's true. But boy, if you don't mind doing the work, and another thing about the work, remember, when you live in the house, you could do it at your own pace. It doesn't have to be done in the next 10 minutes. You could do a lot of that work while you're living there. If you consider those ugly homes, it can be a win on the investment side down the road, and that can set you up for so many great things in your future. So those are the six tips for the home buyers out there. I know it's a busy spring and summer market. Use those tips, use those hacks, whatever it may be, to your advantage. And I think what you'll find is that you're going to have a great home buying experience. Talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.